Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A few breaking news points important to get out. One of them is the Wisconsin Election Commission voted since our last show to keep Michaels, Tim Michaels, on the ballot 6-0. 6-0. This is the commissioners, six of them, where Michaels said he's going to get rid of them. The Duchess of Foxconn Clayfish says she's going to get rid of them. So do Rampton and Nicholson. There are three Democrats and three Republicans, and they said Michaels can stay on the ballot, even though he didn't follow the rules on his nomination papers. They gave him a break. My own feeling is, if you're the governor, you should have followed the rules. Even the Duchess of Foxconn on the Republican side followed the rules. She put down her mailing and home address. Michaels didn't put them both down. He was required to put them down. He didn't put them down. They gave him a break. Then, you know, that Racine sheriff, that guy who thought that the Wisconsin Election Commission should be prosecuted, all but one, and the only one he didn't want prosecuted was Spindell. Bob Spindell, the Trump fake elector. He's endorsed Clayfish, the Duchess and the Sheriff. I don't think law enforcement, and he appears in his uniform, and he stands there next to the Duchess, and he said, I'm for the Duchess. Let me tell you something. Military personnel nationally under the Hatch Act can't do that. There should be a Hatch Act in Wisconsin. You shouldn't have law enforcement standing there with badges. That has a threatening effect. It's not going to do him any good. I mean, right now, the Duchess does not have the heft. She does not have the gravitas to be governor. She is a captive of the donors and of Trump, even though Trump didn't endorse her. The sad thing is she sucks up to Trump and he didn't endorse her. He didn't endorse her because she was on the Walker ticket and he didn't like Walker because Walker was opposed to him. He endorsed Michaels. Yet the Duchess is still claiming that she's pro-Trump. And this Racine sheriff is there in a video on TV that should not be permitted. We do not want military going after their civilian superiors. Do you understand that? Your idea is, and an officer is military. You follow orders. You don't give the orders politically statewide. This isn't Africa. This is not Asia, and it's not South America. We don't want to see this character. Hopefully it'll hurt her. Anybody that sees that and is at all in doubt are not going to follow his advice. One piece of good news, this new guy that Don Millis, that Robin Voss appointed as his appointee to the Wisconsin Election Commission, was elected chair. Why is that important? Because it's three Democrats, three Republicans, and has to rotate the chairmanship. So the choice was between this guy and Spindell, the fake elector. Well, Millis apparently has a good reputation. Even Ann Jacobs, the former, you know, the outgoing chair, the Democrats said he was a good guy. And he voted correctly, in my view, on issues that came before the election commission was on it before. Voss basically made an appointment that was a good appointment, and he's desperately hoping that the MAGA base doesn't find out. Well, he has a primary opponent. He's called the Rhino. He's gerrymandered. I want him out. I want all the Republicans out, but I don't want his opponent Steen out, or I should say in, as the price of Voss getting out. Steen is as bad or worse. But anyway, this is all rambling. All that the message has to be is that a guy is now the chair of the commission and looks like he may be a solid citizen, and that is very good. Go back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today. Bill of Oconomowoc.
Good morning, Matt. I wanted to just touch base what Fox is screaming about this morning. Fox can't understand all these protests about the Supreme Court changing the law. And what they don't get is when you mess with the Constitution, when you mess with the Supreme Court, when you have paid people in the court like Kavanaugh, people get upset. Americans aren't stupid. They think America's stupid. and they should just fall in line with it. They can't comprehend all this. But thank God, a real blessing is that the January 6th stuff is going to be televised. Fox can't run far enough from that. And it's exposing America for what it's about, and Americans are rising up and say, enough. We don't need this communist back to push Putin's pals in government. And it's all coming about. It's easy for people to see. Fox is scared to death. They're terrified because it's all coming out, and they can't run from it. By the way, Matt, have a great day and keep up the great work. Without you and guys like that station there, I don't know where our state would be. Thanks, and keep it up. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill, and thank you for your kind comments, and also you have a great day. Let me build on a couple of things that that Bill said. And yes, on the 9/11, I should say the January 6th commission, that's being televised broadcast this morning at 9 o'clock Central Time, i.e. 9 o'clock Wisconsin time. Be sure to watch it. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Secondly, what Bill said of the Supreme Court is exactly right. You know, nobody voted for the Supreme Court. You don't get to vote for the Supreme Court. You don't get to vote for federal judges. You get to vote in Wisconsin for state judges. You don't even get to vote for state judges in some other states, but you don't get to vote for the Supreme Court. There are three branches of government: executive, which is the president, you get to vote for him or her. Congress, you get to vote for them in the Senate. You don't get to vote for the third branch, and they're supposedly co-equal. Well, how in our Constitution can you have a co-equal branch that no one votes for? And the answer is legitimacy. They have no police force. They have no army. Their only stock in trade is legitimacy, authenticity, honesty, and respect. And when I was younger, I mean, people, oh, the Supreme Court, yeah, they gave them a lot of deference. The Supreme Court is squandering its only power. Its real power is acceptance by people. And when people get the idea that they are essentially a hack organization in the service of one political party, they absolutely lose that credibility. And they're losing it right now. They're losing it right now. For them to say, for instance, that they are going to overturn Roe v. Wade, which was in the 1970s, almost 50 years ago, and one of the justices that's going to do it was pushed through in a lame duck session in a few weeks' notice, voted on by some senators who lost their elections and weren't running for re-election, and appointed by a president who lost the election. And another one of the justices doing it is a guy who told everybody in the confirmation hearings, I will not overturn it, and now he's breaking his word. That is no authenticity, but I'll say, and no credibility. But one of the things that bothers me the most, implied in what Bill of Economowoc said, is that they are considering a case now. It's a fact, it's out of North Carolina, would be that gerrymandered state legislatures like Wisconsin, the legislature would pick the presidential electors, not the voters. So Voss, who appointed Gableman, Voss and people of that ilk would say the 10 electors for president go to Donald Trump, even if Joe Biden wins. And that's not right. I don't care if you are a Republican, a Democrat, or what. That's not right. If they do that, this is a non-elected branch of the government with diminished credibility, and now they are trying to take the right to vote for president away from you. At some point, people will rise up. People will rise up. Those are the kinds of issues that King George of England did in the 18th century that caused George Washington to rise up. The Supreme Court has got to get a very clear message. We're not putting up with this baloney. Coming into the show, great callers as always. Be sure to watch the January 6th commission today, 9 a.m. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for now.